If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. We're going to begin reading. We're just going to go ahead and start reading this tonight at verse number 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 6. The Bible says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall in temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help on this thought, finding contentment. Finding contentment. You know, it's amazing to me. You look around and you see people, and I've said it before in the book of Daniel. He said in the last days they'd be running around. They'd be scurrying around. He literally said they'd be running to and fro. They're trying to find things. I talked to a person the other day, and they literally told me they was trying to find themselves. Amen? Have you ever tried to find yourself? I've been in pretty sad shape many times, but I've never lost me. I've always knew where I was, amen? And I know what he's saying. He's trying to find his pattern, his place. He's trying to find his life. He's trying to figure out what he needs to do, where he needs to be, and all that. I understand that. But I want to say, praise God, that you'll never, they'll never, he'll never, we'll never accomplish that and find ourselves by ourselves. Amen? We need somebody to help us, to point us in the way. Amen? And if we're going to ever find contentment in this world, we'll have to find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way to find it. If we try to find it without Him, it's just folly, praise God, that we're playing in this world when we're chasing after it by our own means. But He says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." And so if we want the gain that God has for us, it'll be gain that we get from godliness. Amen? Godliness brings contentment. That's why Jesus would tell them that the Holy Heavenly Father had done said that if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all the things that we need will be added to us. Amen. It'll be given to us. Amen. And the Bible says if we'll just trust the Lord, said He'll give it to us in abundance. I want to say tonight, authority of God's Word, praise God, that God has kept His Word to me and you. Amen. We're everyone in this place tonight blessed beyond measure. Amen. God's been good to us. We ought to be able to come every time we darken these doors and come in the house of God praising and rejoicing in the Lord, because He has been good to every one of us. Amen. Hey, if you was able to get out of bed, crawl in your clothes, praise God, and stand up straight, amen, glory to God, God's been good to you today.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of people in this world today. I've been some sometimes a lot of times during the week that's not able to do that. And boy, they'd give anything in the world to be able to do what you did, to praise God, this evening to come to the house of God. These people all over this country would be like that would love to be sitting where you're sitting tonight. Amen. They would like to be able to come to the house of God. We take a whole lot for granted, don't we?
Amen.
And God says what we need to do is just learn to be content in the Lord. Because when you're content in the Lord, praise God, everything else seems to fall into place. Amen. Sometimes you look around, and I don't know about you, sometimes I look around, it seems like there ain't enough time to do everything you need to do. So you start trying to prioritize your life. You try to prioritize the situation. But I've learned here, especially in the last few months, I've been praying and seeking God's face, and God would give me some direction to show me, praise God, where I need to be, what I need to do, and all that kind of good stuff. And it seems like God is just showing up and all the places I thought I need to be before, God's going, amen, before me, praise God, and He's doing things there that I could, hey, glory, because that I couldn't have even done when I got there. He's already went ahead. And when you just wait on Him and you trust in Him and you're content in Him, praise God, He does the work for you. And it just seems like it gets so much better, so much clearer. Amen. The objective is more real than it's ever been. And God Almighty is doing it for me.
Amen.
Praise God. It just gets better. You say, what do you mean? I'm just learning to be content in the Lord. Content with what God Almighty is able to do for me and you. He said, great, great contentment. It's great. He said, it's great gain when we can get to that place. It's better than the riches of this world. Amen. Because it takes a whole load off of it. Because God said, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. I got this. Amen. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they was talking about, they was kind of upset over some different things, some different aspects. And I said, listen, hey, don't worry about it. I said, you can't do nothing about it. If you can't do nothing about it, don't worry about it. I just say, God, you know what the situation is. God, you know what the problem is. And God, I ask you to just take care of this, that you'd help us with this. And because I can't do nothing, I don't know what to do, and I wouldn't know what to do if I could. And Lord, I need you to help me, and they just give it to God. Amen. And then just be content that God's got this. Amen. You say, preacher, I've tried that, but it doesn't seem to work like you're talking about it. Oh, it sounds real good, but it don't seem like it works as good as you're saying it does. I know I've heard you say it before, and I've tried it, but you know what we do? You probably do what I do, what I used to do, what we're apt to do. Amen. We say that, and then we get around the corner, and we go to peeking back to see, praise God, if God's really God. Amen. And we get to looking around to see if, Lord, have you sure, are you sure you can do this? Hey, Lord, you sure you don't need my help? Amen. Oh, me. That's where we are. Pray God, when we contend in the Lord, amen, God's able to do all things and He does them well. He said, but we just have to be content in what He's able to do. He said, we're not able to take care of it. He says here in verse 7, he said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. That's kind of it in a nutshell, ain't it? The Lord said, now this is Paul writing to Timothy, but it's the Lord speaking through Paul. And he says, listen, he said, hey, just tell them that they didn't bring anything into this world. So in other words, what God's telling us, children, is that we come in this world empty with nothing. And He says, as far as your flesh is concerned, He said, you're going to go out of here empty and with nothing. As far as physical things. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad it's not the physical thing that God gives us. Amen. It's that spiritual thing in the inward man that makes a difference. We may come in here lost and void of the Holy Ghost of God and the Spirit of God in our soul because of our sinfulness. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that I can go out of here full of the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. How about you? I'm content with that. I never planned to be rich. Amen. Amen. You, Brother Bill, do you ever plan to be rich? Amen. I'll just be honest. A while back, I started on my second million. Amen. I gave up on that first one. Amen. Praise God. It looked like it wasn't going to happen anytime soon. So I figured might as well just trust the Lord and start on the second one. Maybe I have better luck. Maybe He had better luck on that second one than I was having on the first one. Amen. But praise God. But it's not about the things of this world. He said, praise God. He said, godliness with contentment. He said, that's where we get gain from. He said, that's where the happiness and the peace and the joy comes in, is being content in the Lord. All else takes second base. All else takes second fiddle. All else, amen, doesn't really matter, praise God, if we've got the Lord, but He's all that we need. In case you have no, have you noticed here lately in the last year or so, a lot of these folks in Hollywood, are going out of here. I mean, they're dropping like flies. I mean, just one after another are going out of here. And isn't it a blessing, praise God? Hey, listen, hey, I got to watching some of them, and I ain't seen no U-Hauls, amen, going behind any of them. Amen. We take them out there to lay them down. Amen. None of them riches go with them. Amen. All we take with us when we go out of here is what we have in our heart. And praise God. But listen, if we've got the Lord Jesus in our heart, praise God, we got treasures untold. Amen. We got a, amen. There's a contentment. There's a peace. There's a joy. There's a satisfaction in knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. Amen. That He's made that difference. He's not only making it, but He's made the difference so that you can be content in the Lord. Hey, they used to be old folks that I knew that didn't have hardly anything in this world. Lived in an old shack by the road. Anybody know anybody like that? Hey, man, praise God. But if you go to visit them, praise God, they wasn't ashamed of that. They had what they had. Praise God. And you'd come in, they'd fix you something to eat, they'd offer you part of what they had. Praise God. And they were content, amen, in what God had given them. They were content in where they was at. God's little children could get content tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, what a blessing. What a time we could have. You know what we do? We come in so many times and we're so burdened down with what we got going on that we can't even think how to worship the Lord. I wonder if we just stopped one time and just got to thanking Him and praising Him about what we already got. Amen? You say, well, let's see, you got a car, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. I'm talking about having family, praise God, that's saved and you know it, glory to God. I pray, hey, we can come in the doors and shout the house down with the power of God on our life if we could be just content in the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise God. And He just opens the doors and He just begins to get, when we begin to be content in what we've got, have that great gain, amen. Praise God. Can't take nothing out. He said, having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Amen. You got food on your table, clothes on your back, praise God. He said, we ought to be content. Amen. We ought to be praising and worshiping God. We don't need everything of this world. I said this morning, one day in a little while, it's going to burn up. The old proverbial work of your fingers to the bone, one day you look up and it's just going to go up in smoke. Amen. I know we got work, got to have things. We got to do what we can while we're here, amen, in order to have. We got to plan for our retirement. I know all that, praise God. But we got to have a place for the Lord. We got to be content in Him. And praise God, He'll begin to work these things out. He'll begin to help us carry the load. He'll begin to go with us. He'll begin to go before us. He'll begin to show us things that we've never seen before. I tell you, I'm just seeing God just moving all over the place. Everywhere I look, I see Him, praise God, moving in the hearts and the minds of people. Amen. And what's happening, what I'm seeing happen, I'm seeing people starting to be more cooperative with each other. Seeing people starting to do things, amen, try to be a help where they can. And God's just a blessing, praise God. He's doing the things for us that's so desperately needed. But He goes in verse 9, He said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. And to many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Amen. We get to chasing after things and looking for things and desiring things. To consume it upon the Bible. James said to consume it upon our own lust. Amen. We get to chase that thing not because we need them, because we'd like to have them. If we ain't careful, we'll get to looking at the Joneses next door. Amen. Every time they add on, we got to add on. Every time they trade cars, we'll trade cars. Every time they get a new boat, Brother Bill, we got to have a new boat. Amen? And we get to trying to do those things. And there's nothing wrong with that if you can do it, amen. But as long as we stay with God, as long as the main theme of our life is contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ, God don't mind you having those things. God's not going to punish you for having nice things. But the main thing that we got to have is contentment in the Lord. Being content with what God has done for us, what God's doing for us. Amen. He said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, he didn't say money's evil. We got to have money, right? That's how we pay our bills. That's how we get things. That's how we get nice things. Of course, when we take nice things and we break them, that's why we can't have nice things. Amen? No, we don't take care of them. Amen? But he said the love of money is the root of all evil. You know what? What Paul's telling Timothy? He said, Timothy, don't put your money before your God. Amen? He said, hey, listen, be content with what God give you. Be content with what God's giving you, praise God. And he said, and make sure that you don't put it before God. In the book of Malachi, the Bible said, the Bible says, he told him, he said, you've robbed God. And they said, how in the world have we robbed God? He said, you robbed God's in tithes and offerings. Amen? What he told him, he said, Malachi, he said, look, God's just blessing you, just heaping it on, and said, you won't even give none of it back. Amen? Do you know these churches today that's closing doors because people won't tithe? God just blesses them. I'm talking about people with means there that's got the means to pay tithes, to pay the tithes and their offering, and they won't do it, and the church is struggling, and they don't understand why. I'll tell you why, because people's robbing God. Amen? And they do it because of the love of money. But I'm glad here we don't have that problem because I know that we figured out over the years, 14 years. Hey, listen, praise God, the fifth or sixth of this month, I'll be here 14 years. And in 14 years, we've tried to be a blessing to people all over the world, literally. And every time we give, praise God, God's turned around and give it back threefold or more. Amen. Why? Because we're giving people. We love to give, praise God. We're content in the Lord. We know what God's able to do. We know what God's done for us. We know what God wants to do, praise God. And when we give and we give, and sometimes you give to it hurts, praise God, and God blesses it. And the next thing you know, He takes away the pain. Amen, praise God. And He's rejoicing in your soul because of what God's done with the little bit that you give Him. You know, no proverbial little is much when God's in it. Amen. You can take just a little bit, do it from your heart, praise God. God will bless it. But he said the love of money is the root of all evil. Because that's where evilness starts. That's where bitterness starts. That's where greed and covetousness starts. Amen. When we begin to love something more than we love God. I tell you, there's nothing I love more than my Savior. Amen, Brother Kevin. He's my Lord, my Savior, praise God. He saved me from the devil's hell. He's the reason I don't have to worry about the fires no more. The reason I'm not scared of the dark. Amen. Luke, are you scared of the dark? Are you? Amen. Hey, just remember, Jesus is in the dark with you. Amen. Hey, listen. And as long as you're running around the dark, praise God, the darkness, those people in the dark have as much time, hard time seeing as you do. Amen. That's why people put these night lights up. And I'll say, man, that ain't real smart. It's kind of crazy. Hey, I ain't putting no night lights up around my house. Hey, amen. If they going to plunder around my house, they going to do it in the dark. Hey, amen. I know where my stuff is. Hey, amen. I can go just about all over my place in the dark. Hey, amen. If they don't know, hey, they going to be tripping and falling and plundering around. Hey, amen. Praise God, I'm going to be going around. I know exactly where everything is. I'm going to be all right, and they're not. Amen. Praise God, I'm not afraid of the dark. Not afraid of things in the dark, praise God, because my Lord is with me. Amen. I'm content in Him. Hey, I got the light of the world, praise God. I don't need the light of this world. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise God. He said they covet. While some coveted after money, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Have you ever noticed people, they'll get in church, boy, and God will begin to bless them. And they'll got maybe change a job, or a husband and wife will change a job, they'll get better jobs, and boy, God just keeps a blessing them. And the next thing you know, you get to looking around for them, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. They're gone. Come find out they bought a boat and are spending every Sunday down at the lake. Amen. Boy, you better be careful with that. Why? Because lust comes in, amen, and said they err from the faith. First thing they do, praise God, they forget about the God that give it to them. Amen. I don't ever forget about the God that give me my blessings. Amen. I'm content in Him. What are you saying tonight, preacher? I'm saying this, amen. I'm not going to leave my God. I'm content with my Lord. And no matter what this world has to offer, as long as we're content in Him, praise God, we can be satisfied. Amen. God will just keep blessing on purpose. Amen. You come alongside each other, help each other here, there, and yonder. Boy, the Lord just blesses you the more. Amen. He says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. Amen. And follow after. He said, hey, listen, don't pay attention to these. Praise God. Be content in the Lord. And flee the worldly stuff. Flee the lustful stuff. And just follow the Lord. He said, follow after. In other words, he said, chase it like a beagle dog. Amen. Glory be to God. They get on the trail. Amen. Burr. Burr. Boy, they chase after it. Me and Jessica's looking at some little old beagles she used to have. She got a video of them when those little old puppies wasn't but 5 months old. And them little old boogers, there's like four or five of them. And they got to chasing a little old bunny rabbit. Well, it wasn't a bunny rabbit. The bunny rabbit was as big as they were. And they was chasing that thing. Boy, they just said, burr, burr, burr. Boy, they said, everywhere that thing went, there they was right behind it. Hey, man, that's what Paul says we got to do. He said we need to be like a beagle dog on a bunny rabbit. Praise God. When it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we'll be content in Him, praise God, He'll supply our needs. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the God I've got my trust in tonight, young. That's the one we can believe in. That's the one you can rely on. That's the one, praise God, that'll give you and supply all your needs. Amen. He's the one. He's the only one that can satisfy your soul. Amen. The things of this world, they won't satisfy your soul. Praise God. He said, but follow after righteousness. That's it's right in the eyes of God. Amen. He said, follow after godliness. That's God-likeness. Amen. Praise God. Be more like our Savior. He said, the only way you'll do it, praise God, is through faith. Amen. We've got to have faith to believe that God loves us and He gave us the only begotten Son. And through Him we may have salvation and faith and righteousness and mercy and the goodness of God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Pours it out upon us. Gives it to us in a liberal fashion. Amen. So that we can stand back and say, to God be the glory. Bless His holy name. Then of course when God's all full put through pouring all that out on us, he said, then we get a big dose of love. Amen. When God has showed us, amen, the righteousness and the godliness and the faith of the holy God, amen, we've realized and reckoned, then we begin to feel the love, praise God, that comes from the portals of glory. Amen. He just reaches down and scoops you up. Amen. Says, glory to God, I love you. Amen. That boy is just so good. Just to hold you up tight. It's so good to climb up in my lap. It's so good to talk to you. It's good to see you. Praise God. It's so good to be able to acknowledge that you're mine and I'm yours. Glory to God. Amen. There's a contentment in being in the arms of God. There's a contentment, praise God, in knowing, amen, and it's going to be, no matter what happens, it's going to be all right. God Almighty just pulls you up close. Have you ever noticed when times things seem to be struggling on, it's when God Almighty just eases up there to you and says, it's going to be all right. Amen. He sends some old saint of God to come by and put their arm around you and say, you know, it's going to be all right. Amen. That's that love God said He has expressed to me and you. Amen. Said He does it in patience. Patience comes. Now, we're not patient people. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm not real patient. I'm not a real patient person. But I'm learning, amen, patience. Amen. I'm learning patience through my experiences. Amen. And I'm just trying my best to be patient. You say, well, preacher, how? It's so hard. Yeah, but I've got to thinking about that. And it's got a little bit easier because I realize that I've got to be patient with people. Because number one, a lot of people just don't know no better. I just hate to say it, but there's a lot of people brought up in this world, Brother Bill Day, that just don't have no upbringing. They don't have no manners. They don't have no respect. And you've got to have patience. And the way I've learned to do that, praise God, is because Jesus has patience. God has patience with me. And if God has patience with me, hey, I don't deserve that. Sometimes I think, if I was God, I'd just take and flick my little old pea brain off into space somewhere. Amen? But God has patience with me. If God had patience with me, then I ought to be able to have patience with others. Amen? I'm content in my Lord. Amen? Praise God. And why I'm trying to be patient with them, I just think about my Savior. Amen? I just get to thinking about it and say, well, Lord, since I'm going to have to wait on them anyway. They're trying my patience. I'm just going to talk to you a minute. And he said, that's probably a good thing to do. Because seeing where you're already at, seeing directions that you're headed, amen, in your thinking, seeing the way that you're already starting to feel in your heart, amen, me and you probably need to have a little talk. Amen. Me and you probably need to discuss this just a little bit. Amen. While you're trying to figure out this situation. Amen. I know none of you is getting that. I mean, I know I'm probably the only one here who has to do that. But sometimes I just have to stop and condemn and say, Lord, I'm just going to be content in you. Amen. And I just not worry about this for a minute. And just see what your plan is. Amen. With patience. Amen. And you know what happens when you have the patience? Then you learn a little bit of meekness. You begin to think upon it, ponder upon it, and you say, well, Lord, I remember what I used to be just like these people. I run in this situation this week. And he's like, man, I mean, you ever want to lay hands on somebody? Every day, you what? I'm not that bad. I don't, not every day. But God Almighty, through His patience, through His love, because if I'm content in my Lord, the Lord pulls me back and He says, hey, listen. He said, let's just talk a little bit. Boy, you know what? Before long, you've learned that meekness. That meekness of spirit. That meekness of attitude. That meekness in behavior and attitude. Amen. God pulls you back and He says, listen, said, you could be just as goofy as that if it wasn't, amen, if it wasn't for me in your heart. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because I'm here with you. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to be content in you. I'm going to continue. Lord, you just handle this situation. God, you take control of it. Lord, you do what needs to be done. Amen. And you know, once you go ahead and plunk them off and out of this world, it'd be all nothing. But no, you say, Lord, I'm content, Lord. Whatever your plan, I'm glad to be part of it. And in meekness, you learn the attitude of love. God begins to give it to you. Amen? And you start beginning to say, well, you know what? The reason that they're like they are because they're lost, because they don't have no contentment of the Lord in their heart. They're chasing everything else and they're wondering why it's not, everything ain't satisfying. But He said, we got to learn that with patience comes meekness, that meekness of spirit, to pull back just a little bit and say, Lord, you know how we are. You know how they are. And Lord, we need help. In that meekness. The Bible said Jesus had a meek and quiet spirit. Amen. Praise God. Now there come a time when He had to clean house. Amen. When ungodliness was raising up, when ungodliness was in places, God, amen, where it shouldn't be, Jesus made a scourge of ropes and He went in there, praise God, and He cleaned house. He run that mess out of there. Amen. We're supposed to allow God to do that stuff in our heart, in the world, not in our hearts. Amen. That's why He would say, fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Fight the good fight and faith through faith fight. In other words, what He said we got to do, amen, not a fist fight. Amen. Nobody said amen. I think most of you'd rather fist fight than faith fight. The Lord said we need to faith fight the devil. We need to faith fight the adversary. We need to faith fight those that's not content in the Lord. Amen. From now on, whenever you have somebody that you have contentions against, when things rise up, just ask the Lord to help you to have a good faith fight. Amen. Fight of faith, praise God. You know who you'll be contending against? Self. Amen. You'll be a fighting self. Amen. A good fight of faith. He said, then he said, what we'll do then, he said, to fight the good fight of faith. And then he said, we'll lay hold of eternal life. Amen. He said, we'll lay hold of that eternal stuff. He said, we'll be getting a hold of that stuff that we can be content with forever and ever. He said, it'll be the stuff that'll satisfy your soul forever. Amen. Faith, contentment. What God gives us, praise God. He said, godliness with contentment is great gain. He said, that way, he said, we can lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews said that there's not so great a cloud of witnesses. These folks, there's a whole gallery up there that's watching us, that's cheering us on, that's encouraging us, and saying, hey, listen, if they could tell us tonight, that holler from the grandstands, and they'd say, just be content in the Lord. Amen. Don't worry about the other things. God will provide. Amen. Praise God. He said, if we'll just be content in the Lord, just be content, have contentment, satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He said, He fills all the voids. Amen. Dots all the I's and crosses all the T's and makes everything, every aspect of our life just begin to fall into place for His glory. Amen. And when it's all said and done, listen, and I'm done. He said, when it's all said and done, our contentment in the Lord, what we have with Him is all that really matters anyway. Amen. Everything else, He said this morning, is just going to vaporize and go out of here. But our contentment in the Lord, amen, it's what we'll need to carry us through into that life eternal. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm content with the promise I have of my eternal future with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm content with Him. I'm content with my life. I'm content how I live, because what He's doing in my life. He's providing for me. He's providing for us everything we need till we get to glory. Amen. Amen. The spiritual things of salvation we have, the physical things, the food and the raiment that we need. I don't reckon there's nobody here tonight that's naked. Y'all got clothes on. Praise the Lord. Amen. They don't look to me like there's anybody here tonight that's starving to death. Amen. None of you look like Ethiopians. Amen. Everybody here probably got here in a car. I don't believe anybody had to walk. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying, preacher? I said, we ought to be content because God's been good to us. Amen. Be content in the Lord because God's been good to us. God will be good to us. God will take care of us, praise God, till He takes us home. Amen. So having said all, say this, just be content in the Lord. Amen. Everything's going to be all right because God promised that it would. Amen. And through faith, believe and trust in Him. And things are going to get, praise God, they're going to get better farther on. Amen. You say, I don't know about you, it's pretty good now. Yeah, I've been having me a pretty good time here lately, ain't you? God's been good to us. God's a helping us. God's a growing us. God's getting us ready for something big. Amen. But I'm content in what I have, Lord. I'm not content where I'm at. I want to press onward. I want to get closer. Amen. But I'm content in my Lord. That's His desire for us. So He will fulfill that in Himself. And He'll just bring us along for His glory. And we can be partakers with Christ. Amen. Now, praise God in all the intentions, the good intentions, praise God, He's got for me and you. Praise God, one day in just a little while, we're going to fly out of here. Boy, what a time we're going to have. But unto then, He says, just be content. He said, contentment, godliness and contentment is a great gain. It's something to be treasured and valued when we're just content in the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we just got to wait upon Him, trusting Him, praise God, because He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. And He's working things out, amen, for us. He's going before us. He's doing things, amen, but we don't even know about. But He's fixing it up, amen, for our benefit. Praise God. And we just do it for His glory. Amen. We give Him praise for it all. And God Almighty, He just keeps pouring out the blessings and just loving us as only He can. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me tonight.